Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me. We only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Couple broken hearts gonna fix 'em.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me all day and listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For what they saying, it's up and it's staying. I gotta make it my years. They know it's my time. They tell me I'm right, but fuck it, let's play it by ear. Play my music for the people that doubted me. Now I'm up in their chair. I know who got my back, cause I got my front, but it's snakes in the rear. When I make it, you know ain't no sign of me. Top the rollie, did you see them diamonds blink? Dior. Cause she want the finer thing. Fly Miami to LAX. Over due time, they know I'm next. Fresh recovered, so I'ma flex. New Jersey, my home, so I'm rapping that. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really get it, trapping out the bed, no stacking paper was a fetish. She wanted a baby, wasn't ready. Once you have my love and leave, bitch, never forget it. Go against me till I'm back. Overdose of Henny, need me a medic. Call me a dog, I need me a vet. 10 toes, I ain't never regret it. If you ain't gang, then get out the set. Get out the set. I just want flex. If she ain't fucking, it's shorty get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't jacking the step. So you could get left. Mob ties, then we got the connect. Keep my foot on they neck. Money more, catch your eye, think gotta go. Buddy's dropping by the corner store. Hit him Cyrus, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time for niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my move, clean my zoo. For that 1942, you brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's on there? Cozy right there. I was Englewood, New Jersey. Go ahead, sing, you know? I'll get him back on the show real soon. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, as I said, man, you got a great show for you. That lady coming through. She addresses her story. So, without any further ado, Miss V. Tony.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
So, yo, it's very special, and we thank you for coming here and sharing your story and being a part of our podcast today.
No problem, glad to share it. I'm loving the fact that it's within our own community to be able to use a platform from another person that's in the disabled community to show how much we can actually be independent and not have to wait for someone else to do it for us.
Definitely, definitely. For real.
Yeah.
So look, how about we going to start with this? Let everyone know who is V. Tony and what is V. Tony about?
Now that is an interesting question. So I recently went into business for myself after trial and error from trying to apply for different jobs. I realized I needed to go into business for myself considering my medical situation. Being in the chair, it sometimes becomes a challenge to try and apply for different jobs. So with that being said, I figured I might as well go into business for myself. And I started making body butter. And what initially made me start making the body butter was behind my kids. They have ridiculously dry skin. My son had eczema, and I got tired of using all these different products to lotion my son, and he was still ashy like 6 hours later. So I made my own, and it actually started to work, and it's been moving ever since. So don't think that just because you started because you're in a chair or disabled doesn't mean you can't do something. You can definitely start something all on your own. It doesn't take much to inspire.
So tell us a little bit more about this brother. What made you, how did you come up with the idea?
Well, yeah, I came up with the idea of it because I was using all these different moisturizers, and he had really bad eczema to where it was cracking and peeling in one spot, like in the bends of his arms. It was cracking and peeling so bad that we were cutting stalks and actually trying to cover it to keep him from scratching.
To keep him from scratching
because he would scratch himself to the point where he would bleed. So I had to come up with something to make that go away because at the time he's not even a year old. So over time I got sick of trying this thing, and nothing seemed to have worked. And then making my own concoction actually did work. It absorbed in his skin, and I'm going to say within 2 to 3 months, my son didn't have eczema no more.
Wow.
And then, I gave some to my mom, and she fell in love with it. But my first batch, when I first created it, it was just purely to lotion him from head to toe. It didn't have any fragrance or anything in it. And my mom was like, yeah, she's in the medical field. She's like, I love the stuff. It works. It adds a shine. It lasts all day. But, daughter, it smells like tree bark. I need you to do something about that. So I started going into fragrance oils and mixing fragrance oils and became a little bit of a chemist. And I said, okay, we're going to figure out how to fix this. And made a couple of different fragrances, and it's been moving ever since. I've only been making the body butter, I'm going to say, since the week of Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So this is like a brand new business.
That's amazing. See, the things you can do and come up with, sometimes it's right in front of you, but some people don't see it. You know what I'm saying? And so you've seen it, and you took advantage of it, and That's excellent.
Yeah, my dad always said, if you pay attention, it's a supply and demand. See a need, you feel a need. They say it in a cartoon, right, too. I think it's a robot. If you see a need, feel a need.
Yeah.
I was just trying to fill a need. I didn't need to buy so many different daggone lotions.
Right. So, you're saying that you're disabled. Do you want to share a little bit with the audience about the condition?
Ah, yes. So how I got injured in the first place, I am a spinal cord injury. I went in February, as a matter of fact, February 27th will officially make it 4 years. Is the anniversary of my car accident where I went headfirst through the front windshield of a car. And from that accident, I sustained quite a bit of injuries. I fractured my skull, shattered my eye socket, broke 7 of the vertebrae in my spine, shredded part of my small and large intestine, cut my liver, my spleen, broke my diaphragm, my 2 lower ribs, my left ankle. Just broke all kinds of stuff. As my dad would say, I was Humpty Dumpty. They had to piece me back together again. But that also did not stop me. We found out how hard-headed I was. Not just hard enough to break plate glass window, But we found out I'm that stubborn and I'm that hard-headed that I was determined to actually get out of my chair. So I can do some ambulation. Like, I can walk up to about a block, block and a half with, like, a cane or with my equipment. But that's how stubborn I am. I was really determined to get the hell out.
Yes. And you're the same guy. Yes. I don't think people really understand how much self endurance and self confidence you really need it takes to be disabled and continue to, you know, fight. Because every day is a fight. There ain't no days off, you know?
One thing that I've learned from being in the disabled community, I've learned that within our community, people in chairs or most people that have disabilities think twice as much, if not three times as much, as most able-bodied people. And we do it, it's not because we have a choice in the matter. It's a natural response because we have to plan every step and every move that we make, just doing everyday simple things. We have to work twice as hard as the average person. But a lot of those people don't see it that way.
Right. So,
we got to work twice as hard just to be normal.
Definitely. And you were saying something about you have a son. So how...
Yes.
How do you feel about, like, you know, being a mother, and how do you cope with that, being a mother and having a child at the same time?
Well, ironically enough, there's actually two. I have an older daughter. She's in college, and she's 19. And then I have my four-year-old son. And the coolest and the most awesome thing about my kids is that they love it, that I'm in the chair. It doesn't bother them. It doesn't faze them. Let my son tell it. He goes to school and tells his friends, my mommy has superpowers. She's got super cat speed, and she could fly like Owlette. And his classmates are still trying to figure out, wait a minute, your mama's in a chair. How? But, you know, according to my kids, there's nothing. My kids don't see anything that I can't do. They don't see a no with me. There's nothing that's impossible, but that's also a blessing because they see that there's nothing impossible and I don't stop, they don't stop. So, yes, can it be a challenge to take care of, especially to try and take care of a toddler from your wheelchair? Yeah, it could be a bit of a challenge. But at the same time, my main reason for upgrading my chair to a lightweight chair was so I can actually move around with him that much faster. So as much as some people would think being in a chair would limit my ability to be a mom and interact with my son, I'm actually more active than most of my friends and family members that I know when it comes to the kids. I'm the go-to person to find out where the fun stuff is for the kids. I'm gone all summer long. We're at the park. We're at the beach. We're in the Bronx Zoo. We're on a boat. We somewhere. We outside.
That's
I don't believe in that waiting for nobody, so I don't want my kids seeing that. I feel like
right.
If they don't see me stop, they shouldn't stop.
Well, so yeah, we're here with V. Tony. She's telling us about her life and her experiences being disabled and being a business owner. Yeah, we're going to take a break and come right back and see if you got any phone calls. You want to talk to her? You know what to do. Pick that one, call that number, 563-999-3718. We'll be right back.
Regimental B. I don't know what she called when she was wetting up some drawers yet. really wanna fall, yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm the one she call when she wetting up them draws, yeah. I'm the one to call if you really wanna ball, yeah. I'm the one to call, see the roof up in the stars, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one she call when she wetting up them draws, yeah. I'm the one to call to come and beat down them walls, yeah. I'm the one to call you wanna ball and get them big checks. Had to cut them off, diamond flawless like a big flex. Fucked in the vault with all my chains called a wrist sex. Every day I'm dripping, wipe me down, I need a Kleenex. Knocking those down, they let me in, I bring the T-Nex. Watching at a glass, had to hit it with the Windex. Fly boy the gang, yeah, you niggas shoulda invest. Aston Martin, all the new vets. Rip the Rory to the PJ. I'm the one, not the two, I'm at a E-Flex. I'm the one she call when she wetting up them draws, yeah. I'm the one to call if you really wanna ball, yeah. I'm the one to call, see the roof of the stars, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one she call, she let me fuck her like a dog. I'm the one she call, put it all up in the jaws. She do the soldier, make it clap, round of applause. I need a bitch from the know that thug is LeBron. Throw it back on my lap, on my balls. Blowing backs, girl, relax, won't hit it wrong. These niggas capping, they rap, shit, they fraud. Got a wet, hit the cat in the double law. Fly, nigga, I be floating that Rolls Royce. No choice, yeah, I had to make her throw moist. Put that dick down her neck, leave her with no voice. Steady blowing at my line, she want that old boy. I'm the one she call when she wetting up and draws, yeah. I'm the one to call if you really wanna ball, yeah. I'm the one to call, see the roof up in the stars, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah.
That's that loud boy, loud boy, or L.A., you know, these folks are close out here. And yeah, we back with V, Tony, asking us for her story. I was going to go to the phone. She got your phone call.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's going on? I'm inspired by you because I'm also disabled. I was born with a disability. And
oh, yeah?
I was born with cerebral palsy. So I know how it feels to be different, you know, or judged and, you know. So I'm inspired by you where you don't give up and you don't let it stop you like I do. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Your disability does not define you.
Exactly. If I wanted to get in touch with you to order some, how would I do that?
You can actually DM me on Instagram through Shay22 on IG, or you can also send me a message on Facebook, and I can also ship it to you.
All right. Can you, hey, Dre, would you send me your info through message on Instagram later?
I got you. You know it.
All right. Thank
you, bro. I know who you are. Let's just tell the world who you be.
Huh?
Okay, I know who you are. What's it tell the audience? What's your name? Where you from?
Oh, my name is Michael. I'm from South Carolina. I was born and raised in Patterson, New Jersey, though. But I'm living down in the South now.
That's what's up. Mike, man, we want to thank you for calling. And we'll send you that information backstage. All right?
Thank you, bro.
Okay. Oh, okay. You see. You gave some love out here. you want to go to one more caller? Let's see.
Hello? No?
What's Hello?
Up? Hey, what's up? How you doing? I actually got a question also about the shea butter.
Sure.
Is it you make it yourself?
It's a handmade, organic, all natural shea butter. It's all raw materials. There is no processing, no none of that.
Yeah, because I got, like, dry. I suffer from dry skin, too, like, in the wintertime. So,
yeah, that's, like, the worst time when it comes to it.
Yeah, at my elbows and, like, the kneecaps and stuff like that, it seemed like I can't keep enough lotion on them or whatever I try to get. It seemed like you can't keep enough on it. But this female one time that turned me on to some kind of shea butter, but I can't even – since we stopped talking, I never found out where she got it from. So I'll be looking you up also.
Well, the shea butter the body butter that I make is actually a blend of a couple of different butters and also some oils, some essential oils. There's coconut oil in there. There's olive oil in there. There's Java oil in there. There's some vitamin E oil. Ironically enough, when I first started to make the body butter and I was trying to come up with a name for the company.
Right.
My dad was saying the same thing that you were about the elbows and the kneecaps. So he made the joke that I should have called my company, that I should have called the buddy Elbow Crack. But I got you. This is definitely going to take care of that. You're not going to be ashy for the rest of the day. You put it on one time and you good all day.
All right. Okay.
But we'll make sure you get the link to that information.
I will. I will. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you for calling, bro. All right. You're getting all the love on here tonight. let's get back to you. You can speak to other disabled people, or even people that are not disabled. I feel like everybody has some...
Everybody has some form of disability, whether they acknowledge it or not.
Right. So what type of motivation does it tell someone that's going through a situation in their life that they feel like they can't or they want to give up or something like that?
I would tell that person to get out of their own way. The only person that's really in your way, that's stopping you from doing something, is really, ultimately, ourselves. We could say and we can point the finger, it's this one's fault, it's that one's fault. My daddy always said there's more than one way to skin a cat. So if you can't do something one way, you got to figure out another way to do it, which is one of the things that I love about my kids and that they have figured out how to do that. Their problem solving is on the money. It is crazy how quickly they figured some stuff out. So if you're going to constantly down yourself, no, don't down yourself. Pick yourself up because you are in your way. You don't need anybody else to help you. You can actually do it yourself. I started this by myself. And after everything that I've been through, if I can get up and say, you know what, this is what I want. I said I wanted it bad enough, and I'm doing it. I think almost anybody could do it. Like, I said I wanted it bad enough to walk. I wanted to walk. I wanted it so bad to be able to walk with my son for his first birthday. That was my goal. That was the thing that I had to do. I wanted to walk with my son for his first birthday. Well, the first initial rehab goal was I said I wanted to be able to walk into my sister's room with the walker for at least the first couple of steps. I wanted to be able to walk into my sister's room and twerk on her bed for her birthday. Definitely did that the day before. But my dad said if I wanted to walk, if I wanted it bad enough, I was going to do it. I wanted that sucker bad. We see how bad I wanted it. So if you want it that bad, you'll do it.
And that's
you'll find a way to do it.
And that was going to be my next question. What puts that fire in you that makes you not want to give up? You okay? So you kind of answered it, but what's deep down inside that keeps you going?
To be honest, My kids and my family. My kids and my family. And when I say my family, I don't just mean my blood family. I do mean my extended family. I mean my wheelchair brothers and sisters. I mean the people that I've met even after my injury. The friends that have become just that, they've become family. That's where my strength really comes from. As much as they say how strong I am, my strength really comes from you guys. Because you guys actually believe in me based on the fact that you're able to push and believe in me, it makes me push that much harder.
And, you know, as people know, you know, I have a disability. And I have muscular dystrophy. And it's like, I never, in high school, I had friends that were disabled, but as I got older, I didn't really see no one around like me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you think about disabled, people just have like a one side mind, like, oh, if you're disabled, you're retarded, or you know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right. Okay.
So it's like,
that's a good one. They also have a tendency to say, like, because we have some form of disability, we have to have some type of psychological problem too. That's not true. You just happen to be stronger mentally than the average person. I'm sorry if we are a little bit stronger in other places than you are. Like, okay, you got legs, we got brains.
So as I said,
that's how I see it.
It's so
like,
good.
Okay.
I was on your page. I was on your Facebook page. And you open your eyes to a lot of different people with disabilities, and they all was like doing their thing. Like, we had one guy, he's a rapper, and you know, he's doing video. I'm like, whoa, this is hot. I thought I was the only rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow.
No, what?
Then
there's another
people.
Friend of mine there. Yeah, there's Garrison Reed. He does the Garrison Reed Project. He is a powerlifter. He's a powerlifter. I think he just came back from Manchester a couple months ago. But yeah, I love seeing people like that, like people that get up and go. Like another support group that I love, and it's a chat group that I talk to every day, my wheelchair baddies. Shout out to the wheelchair baddies. Anyone that's listening, hi, girls. It's a support group where it's all girls, and every one of them is in a chair, and all of them have different various disabilities and different various injuries, different levels of injuries, but we all have the same common attitude. We don't let our disability or the chair define us. We get up and go. And when we need that extra little push, we give that push to each other. I think that's important. I think that's important, being in the disabled community, for us to be able to push each other. That's why this interview was so important to me.
Yes, thank you. And it's very important to me also, because not only has it opened up a million lights so good, and it's a new show that I killed, because now I feel like I know I wasn't the only one, but I feel like, you know, like you're inspiring me. You're inspiring me also.
Thanks.
You know?
Well, I'm glad I can do that.
Definitely. I want to thank you so much for being a part of my show. You didn't have to. I mean, we met before. It was hard and rocky. So I'm happy that, you know, we ended up,
everything,
you know,
yeah, everything for a reason.
Right, definitely. Are there any shout-outs you want to give to your people, or any last words you want to say, anything you want to say that you didn't get to say?
Hit me up for your orders from Sherry Tutu with the body butter and fragrances. As far as the wheelchair community and everyone else, keep God first and foremost in your life, and he will direct everything else behind you.
Definitely. Hey, yo, make sure you check out your Instagram and your Facebook one more time.
Okay, that's Shay Tutu on Instagram and as well as on Facebook. It's the same on both.
Okay, there you go. Okay, man, as I said, it's a blessing, and please don't be a stranger. Come through anytime you want. You know, this is your platform where, you know, this is your home. Anytime you want to come here, if you tell your friends to go back and hear the show anytime they want, and they hit the link, you know what I mean? I don't know, I just want to thank you. That's it.
Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you in the future.
Definitely. That's it, though. That's the queen. That's the queen. See, you learn something every day. Every day you learn something. That's all you think you're in the world by yourself. The only thing you gotta do is open your eyes a little bit more. There's somebody always in the situation, maybe not like you, but similar to you. A lot of people feel like they're alone or depressed. Think about what life could be if you wasn't the person you are. You only get one life. You only get two lives. This ain't no video game, bro. You die and then you come back. You're dead forever. But you're coming back. If you're unhappy with something, accept it and get over it. Because it ain't going nowhere. I turned 19. I'll show y'all read the book, The Andre Williams Story, written by Jason Jackson on Amazon.com right now and Kindle. I turned 19, I was like, man, you know what? This is what God wants for me. This is the job I have. It's to be able to inspire other people. You know what? I accepted the job, and I took it, and I ran with it. And that's the story of Andre Williams, the man that never gave up. The man who allowed the thing to go away from us. The man that never hit the brakes. Unless he's on the hill. If I'm on the hill, I might need some brakes. You feel me? But yo, man, it's been a great show. I love y'all so much for tuning in. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to D, Tony, shout out to Jay Shaw, my name is Flyboy, Kobe, Rayo, Bunny, you know who you are. Man, as I said, next week, I got something else for you. You know how we do. It's Hunger Life Experience. See you next week. Free bird. Nick, you know me. I'm going out for you.
Oh, yeah. On a late night. Yeah. Got my bad ride. got my back right, ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing.
We out here.
On a late night, got my bag right, ain't nobody gonna tell me.